Greetings, guys, gals, and guildies. This is the Gamesman Minigame. The Gamesman Minigame is the audio version of featured articles that are on the front page of thegamesman.com. Gamesman Minigame number 2. Value Proposition Review for Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 is a third-person action-adventure game for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PC, and is the sequel to the semi-successful Endeavor on the same exact platforms. To this point, the series staple has vaguely promised grandiose force manipulations and somewhat delivered. Until now. The visuals. A review should more or less begin on a high point, so here goes. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 looks terrific. Environments, while mostly corridor-focused, are well-realized and most certainly give the feel of an expanded universe outing. Perhaps the most impressive sequences, though, are the freefall pieces that contain a plethora of active happenings, all without any hit to the frame rate. Ring up a crisp, freshly printed $20 bill. The audio. Orally, the consumer is already cognizant of what comes built in with audio of any officially licensed Star Wars product. It is to be especially noted here that Sam Witwer, the actor that lends his voice and persona to the main character, Starkiller, gives the digital performance of a lifetime. The voice talent cogs placed around him, however, aren't up to the same level, but it's kind of a moot point as series staples such as composition and sound effects are just so damn good. 25 bones, LucasArts. The narrative. So, you're thinking the review is not too brutal thus far, correct? Here's where the game begins to go south. The cutscenes are rendered in such an amazing fashion that they should push the player that much more to press on, but the incredible graphical fidelity cannot hide the fact that they seem animated on the fly. A simple storyboard or animatic could have prevented this. Starkiller's mentor, General Coda, voiced by Cully Fredrickson, possesses a voice that seems phoned in and performed independent of everyone else. The rotten cherry on top is the fact of an overall story arc that tells an unresolved tale, thus negating the point of telling a story? Add to that the fact of the most fan service locale of the game being boiled down to a brisk 5-minute walk, and that is a Hamilton worth of penalty. The mechanics. Starkiller's tactile control has markedly improved over its preceding doppelganger. Combat is rewarding and accomplishes the task of making the player feel like an ultra-powerful Jedi. The environments are not too cluttered with grippable items, which serves to make the auto lock-on less cumbersome. Enemy types are sent out in progressing waves of difficulty, such as in a puzzle game, but the patterns become predictable. Still, impressive, and it equates to a $10 addition. But this category is a tale of two facets. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 may very well be one of the most unbalanced titles to date. It often places the player in underdog positions, forcing them to creatively use cover or glitch to proceed. This fact alone cancels out the, quote, kill X amount of enemies in a certain way, end quote, achievements as well. Boo on you, LucasArts. -$5. So in conclusion, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 is a piece of software that is not entirely convinced of what it wants to be. On one hand, it is a gorgeous, immersive piece of the Star Wars tapestry, but at the same time, it contains an abhorrently presented narrative and inconsistent difficulty. The game should not even be contemplated at full price, but with the right gift card or coupon, it's an easier pill to swallow. If this is the case, and you are a fan of the previous installment, you could indubitably spend 6 hours in a worse manner. So to wrap up, visuals plus $20, sound design plus $25, plot minus $10, gameplay plus $5 for a total of $40, and with an MSRP of $59.99, the game is recommended as a rental or a discount purchase. If you have any thoughts, agree or disagree, head on over to thegamesman.com, select articles from the category pull-down menu on the right-hand side of the page, and you will find the written version of this article. Thanks for listening, and until next time, take care.
Not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion for a full refund.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.